WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Matt Gaetz resigned from the House hours after President-elect Trump announced him as nominee to become Attorney General. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
The House Ethics Committee doing its own investigation into Matt Gaetz and allegations that he facilitated the sex trafficking of a 17-year-old girl and other allegations. Dick Durbin, the current chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, who will no longer be the chair come January when Republicans take control of the Senate, has called on the House Ethics Committee to hold on to its report, to transmit it over to the Senate so that they can review it if Gaetz genuinely does go up in front of the Senate to be considered for the nomination.
In Los Angeles, the FAA says it's investigating a small plane that went down in a field and landed upside down. The pilot reported engine issues after takeoff. LA fire officials say two on board made it out, injuries unknown. Fire crews continue to battle blazes in New York City and New Jersey with drought conditions and winds fueling the flames. This is ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Public Service Commission voted last week to approve rate increases in 2025 and again in 2026. Preliminary estimates show the average residential We Energies customer will pay about $17 more for electricity and between $4 and $9 more for gas per month by 2026. The average WPS customer will see rates go up roughly $12 for electricity and $4 for gas over the same time period. The Public Service Commission expects to finalize the rate increase amounts by the end of this year. Fermin Lopez Mendoza, who is living in the U.S. illegally, is convicted of trying to kill his wife in Fond du Lac in March. He fled the area but was found and arrested in Ozaukee County. Lopez Mendoza pleaded no contest to attempted first-degree intentional homicide with a dangerous weapon and domestic abuse. He faces a maximum penalty of 65 years in prison. He'll be sentenced on March 18th. A 20-year-old Tichita man faces seven counts of possession of virtual or AI-created child pornography. Milo Schneider is accused of accessing thousands of JPEG and GIF files of anime or artistic renderings of child sexual abuse. The criminal complaint says some images were hard to distinguish if they were AI-generated or real unidentified victims. Earlier this year, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a bill that added AI-generated content to child pornography possession laws. Bond was set at $100,000. The Green Bay Packers still need employees to help them out on game days, so the organization is hosting a walk-in job fair today from 4 until 6 at the Atrium Eateries in Lambeau Field. Applicants have to be at least 16 years old for guest services and security positions. Game day employees have to be able to work all Packers home games, any potential playoff games, and other Lambeau Field events. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
It's Packers and Bears week. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers held practice getting ready for the Bears in Chicago Sunday. Even though the Packers have beat the Bears 10 times in a row, I asked Jordan Love if there's still a rivalry.
Definitely. No, we know the history of the game, and it's definitely, you know, I think it's special to be a part of it. A rivalry that's been going on, the oldest rivalry in football.
In Chicago, Bears head coach Matt Eberflus fired his offensive coordinator.
In the past 48 hours, working through some things and obviously released Shane Waldron. What I'm looking for, the offense, is creativity, working the guys into open positions on the field. But that takes creativity, but it takes everybody.
Pass coordinator Thomas Brown promoted to offensive play caller. NBA, the Bucks with a 127-120 win in overtime against the Pistons. Damian Lillard out with a concussion. Giannis with 59 points.
Not only did Giannis have to score, he actually had to be a point guard as well.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Stuck under overcast and cloudy skies today, but temperatures remain mild, with highs reaching the low 50s and overnight lows staying above freezing to the upper 30s. Tomorrow's the day the sunshine makes a return, and high temperatures stick with where they are in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point. And they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram Jr. joins me. Will Eric Hovde ever concede? And we'll do a rundown of Trump's current cabinet picks. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding producer, engineer, Mr. Aaron Zobbers on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this Thursday, November 14th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along with us. Overcast skies in Madison here. If you're looking in Audis at the stream, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all the other socials. All the socials, as they say. I'm a little shadowy today, and it's due to no fault of anybody's, other than just that we get only so much natural sun in the window, right?
And currently, we don't really have a lot of lighting set up in here.
Well, that too. I wasn't going to go down that. I was blaming it on the sun, you understand?
Which is fair.
Yeah, exactly.
We are a radio broadcast after all.
But we're also media, and you can stream us as well. Don't forget that. You can go to civicmedia.us. Listen and see us there. You can go to download the Civic Media app at your Apple or iPad or your Apple or iPod store, your Apple or Android store. And we're, as Garrison Keillor once said, we're happy to be here. Oh, Tony says we're a digital media company. That's exactly
more accurate.
That's exactly right, Tony. That's exactly right. Well said. Mr. Zomeritz, but before I'd be remiss if I did not mark the day, the 14th of November, happy second anniversary.
Happy second anniversary.
Muchas gracias. We have survived. A lot of shows don't make it this far on any platform, but today marks, it was 2 years ago on this very day from our little humble studios down on Old or on University Avenue near Hilldale that we first signed on at 8 a.m. back then.
Yeah, it used to be a morning show.
For a three-hour show, a three-hour tour, and just like Gilligan's Island, it was a cast of characters. But here we are. Here we are. We've survived 2 years, a few elections, and some great moments along the way, a couple that we'll probably just forget. But all in all, it's been fantastic, and appreciate all your help and support to get us here.
And appreciate yours. It's been a privilege to share the airwaves with you and get to know you and to do our part in trying to make the world a better place a little bit at a time.
Yeah, thank you so very much. Appreciate that. And all the other great people behind the scenes that make the show go, our co-executive producer, CP, Chris Pauls,
yes, helping
us
out. You.
We appreciate him, everything he's done, booking us some of the biggest guests that we've had as well. So that's fantastic. Appreciate CP's help on this. Our ongoing contributor, Jeff Perry. Who else? Brady Ewing, who comes on partner, as they say, every other Friday. Kira Sabin, our life coach who makes regular appearances. Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project. Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio, Luke Mathers for Tuesday Tangents with Luke.
Matt Flynn.
I was seeing if there's anybody else I hadn't mentioned yet, because I was saving Matt for last, because how better
to celebrate our second anniversary than to bring in one of my favorite people and ongoing contributors, Matthew J. Flynn. Matt Flynn will be here at the bottom of the hour, spending the entire second half of the hour with us from 12:30 until 1.
It'd be better if it were under brighter circumstances.
Well, yeah.
But it'll still be great.
But Matt's the kind of guy who can help us explain and understand all of this, at least to some degree. And he's going to be talking about some of these new president-elect Trump appointments and also probably just giving us a couple of laughs along the way, which is something else that we like to do. So Matt Flynn will be here at the bottom of the hour, and we'll also have your phone calls as well, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. And I'd also be remiss if I didn't thank all the people behind the scenes here at Civic Media, from all the folks in traffic to the engineers, the producers, not just you, but all the other great producers as well. And, of course, the one, the only, Mr. Sage Weil, our owner and CEO, for putting this all together. So how about that?
Absolutely. Thanks to everybody.
And most, maybe at the very top of the list, I'll save the best for last, all of you for listening. Because quite frankly, if we don't have listeners, if we don't have viewers, we're not here. Not just me, but all of us here at Civic Media. And so thank you to all of you. Thank you to the people who advertise, all the great advertisers on the Civic Media Radio Network as well. You've got us to this point of the two-year mark, and we appreciate you so very much. 11 past the hour of 12 noon. Again, Matt Flynn's going to be in at the bottom of the hour, but I thought I would run down some of these for us and chat a little bit about it. A presidential cabinet includes the top leaders for each of the executive departments. They all have the title of secretary, or as some people, secretary, except the Department of Justice, where it's just simply the Attorney General. Also in a cabinet is the vice president, the White House chief of staff. They are the only two members that are not or do not require Senate confirmation. Of course, J.D. Vance, elected vice president, and Susie Wiles, who co-ran the Trump campaign with Chris LaCivita, has been chosen as the White House chief of staff. Administrators may or may not include the heads of other agencies, including the director of administrator of the CIA, EPA, OMB, SBA, OMG, no, I threw that in there, National Intelligence and Science Technology Police, and three other positions that a president may or may not want to include in their cabinet are the U.S. Trade Representative, the U.S. Ambassador, and the Chair of Council on Economic Advisors. For example, former President Obama did not include the National Intelligence, CIA, and Office of Science and Technology. And in Trump's first term, he did not include the Council of Economic Advisors, UN Ambassador, or Office of Science and Technology. So here now, your latest Donald J. Trump picks showcase his, quote, tear it all down, unquote, campaign rhetoric. A deconstruction of the administrative state, unquote, as Steve Bannon put it. The latest picks also include a doubling down of Trump's craving for absolute loyalty to him alone. Of course, the big one overnight, or it broke, I guess, late yesterday afternoon. Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican of Florida, picked for U.S. Attorney General. A vocal mega extremist remains under investigation by the House Ethics Committee over sexual misconduct allegations and illicit drug use, among other things. Gaetz is alleged, got to use that word, to have recruited women online for sex, including a 17-year-old girl. So here's the deal. Apparently, by what my sources and other places I've seen this, apparently this all went down very quickly. And it was solidified on Trump's plane flying from Mar-a-Lago to D.C., Matt Gaetz, of course, represents Florida, spends a lot of time at Mar-a-Lago. And so Gaetz was on the plane. They call it Trump Force One, Trump's private plane, on the plane and in the room with another advisor with Trump when this plan was hatched. Susie Wiles, according to reports, the incoming White House chief of staff, was in a different part of the plane, according to reports. And this is consistent with Trump's behavior. He is known to make quick rash decisions based on whoever is around him in the moment or the last person he talked to. And so this all came together in a matter of an hour, I guess, or a couple of hours on a plane. And by the time they touched down in D.C., Trump had made his decision. And apparently Susie Wiles could not talk him out of it. Interesting that the House Ethics Committee was due to release its findings, or at least release some of the parts of the report tomorrow. And as soon as Trump made the announcement yesterday, Gates immediately resigned from the U.S. Congress. And it would appear, keyword appear, that the part of the reason was that once a member leaves the House of Representatives, there's some question in terms of protocol. Not so much legality, but protocol. Should the House still, Ethics Committee still release parts of what the evidence is on Matt Gaetz on Friday? It seems a little bit too convenient to me. Not to mention the fact that by all reports, both Republicans and Democrats, Matt Gaetz seems enormously unqualified to be the Attorney General. John Cornyn, U.S. Senator from Texas, who lost out on the race to John Thune of South Dakota to be the incoming Republican majority leader in the U.S. Senate. Cornyn, when asked in the halls of the Capitol yesterday on whether Matt Gaetz should have this hearing and what he thought of it in terms of hearings, what comes out. Here's what Cornyn said yesterday.
On the issue of vetting, though, how critical is it to have access to what the House Ethics Committee has found in their investigation?
I think there should not be any limitation on the Senate Judiciary Committee's investigation, including whatever the House Ethics Committee has generated.
So you want to see it?
Absolutely.
So Cornyn's on the record saying that, at least publicly, that he wants to see this information, not so much perhaps as a part of the House investigation, but as a Senate confirmation. And again, we mentioned this yesterday, if there's, and believe me, we have to look for every spark of hope right now, right? The fact that John Thune was the one who beat Cornyn and Rick Scott of Florida, Cornyn of Texas, particularly Rick Scott was ready to do recess appointments, meaning subverting the normal process and most likely not having public hearings where Democrats and Republicans could ask questions in the open of the nominee. So it would appear by having Thune as incoming Senate Majority Leader, Gaetz will at least have to answer questions. Here is Senator Lisa Murkowski, Republican of Alaska, who seemed a bit surprised by the Trumpster nominating Gaetz for AG.
I don't think it's a serious nomination for the Attorney General. We need to have a serious Attorney General, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity to consider somebody that is serious. This one was not on my bingo card.
This one, Murkowski says, was not on their bingo card. Because again, just going by reports and sourcing, it appears that this all came together on Trump's plane yesterday on the way from Florida to Washington to meet Joe Biden. Trump did not seemingly vet this too much. And now we have Matt Gaetz as your potential incoming U.S. Attorney General. Come on back. Matt Flynn is on his way to the microphone. You do not want to miss it. Stay tuned. It's the Town Hall Ball Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Matt Nair
You're on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwalbe and I'm an actual Schwalbe. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwalbe? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to the two-year anniversary of the Todd Allball Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've come a long way, Zommers. Many, many memorable moments along the way.
Indeed, indeed. Many memorable moments.
Many memorable moments. Some are still here, some are not, but many memorable moments. That is certainly one
yes.
of them. fantastic to have you along. 21 now past the hour of 12 noon. Talking about the Trump appointments, most notably the big one last night, of Matt Gaetz, Congressman of Republican of Florida, for U.S. Attorney General. He resigned immediately from the House, and with it, the actual investigation of the Ethics Committee. But there are people in the Senate, like John Cornyn, who say they still want to see this report from the House Ethics Committee that was due to come out tomorrow. Funny how that works. As a part of Gaetz' confirmation hearing, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Matt Flynn will join us after the bottom of the hour. Of course, two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, a great attorney, a great author, and a veteran of the United States Navy. Matt Flynn in after the bottom of the hour. But right now, another great Matt in Middleton listening on WMDX. Matt, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hey guys, I've been waiting a year and a half to do, and congrats, you deserve it.
Thank you very much.
My question is this, it seems like radio is the answer to our disinformation problem. There's no algorithm, it can't be manipulated as much. Is there any talk of a civic media type situation in other states? Is Sage Wild talking to some of these Mark Cubans and other billionaires to try to help our situation?
Well,
thanks.
You're welcome, Matt. I appreciate it. I know our owner, Sage Wild, will be flattered by you asking that. Believe me, there's been a lot of interest from various states, key states around the country, lots of political folks who are looking at what he did with civic media here in Wisconsin and saying, yes, we need to replicate this in other swing states. I'm not privy. You're talking that's beyond my pay grade, Matt, but I appreciate it. I'm not privy to those discussions. I do know that people are very intrigued by the civic media model. And to me, the key answer is that we have to continue to have our loyal listeners like you, Matt, over the last 2 years, and then we have to grow it. And to Tony's point earlier, and this is why I think this was just a genius of an idea. Sage didn't call it the Civic Radio Network. It's the Civic Media Radio Network. We're a digital media company. So, yes, we're
on the talk radio side, we're on 12 different broadcast radio stations across the state. Terrestrial radio, as it's called. You can tune in your car radio or, you know, in your kitchen radio, your boombox. I know a lot of us still have those. You can also, of course, digitally tune into the same broadcast via the Civic Media app. Take it with you anywhere where you have Wi-Fi or cellular coverage. You can also go to civicmedia.us. All the programs are there. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all these different platforms. And I think that's perhaps one of the undertold stories of the results of this campaign. The real reach into people who voted in this election, particularly young white males, males in general, and others, was not just the talk radio. If you look back, it wasn't what do they call that? Right-wing show, Buck and Sexton, whoever that big talk radio show is. I don't know. We saw him at RNC and the DNC. It wasn't even Sean Hannity. The real influencers were on digital. Joe Rogan. Digital podcast. And others. Barstool Sports. That's why you saw Vice President Harris go on Call Me Daddy, the...
Call her daddy, sorry.
See, I get in trouble when I don't have notes in front of me. Call her daddy. And so I think this is why this company is so smart to do it as a digital media company, because it's trying to capture an already existing over-the-air radio market listenership, but then grow it with these new platforms. And yes, if it could be replicated in other states, I think it'd be amazing. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Elliot Madison says, does the 2-year anniversary of the show call for a 3-way blender giveaway? That's a great idea, Elliot.
We might have to look into that.
Yes, absolutely. Matt, listening or watching on Facebook. Oh, that's great, Matt. Thank you. We appreciate it. Matt, congrats on 2 years to Todd, the team. I love catching the show. Matt's a great guy, by the way. Got to know him through political circles.
So many Matts this hour.
It's the hour of Matt.
And thank you for everybody named Matt who's calling and commenting, because it outweighs the terrible quality of the one Matt that we were talking about earlier, Matt Gaetz.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
We have all these great Matts outweighing that.
Right. More good Matts to one bad Matt. Tony on YouTube says, Courier. The Courier News Service has branches in multiple states. Not quite what Civic is doing, but similar. Great point, Tony. Of course, Courier Newsroom is part of, or is the founding corporation or the founding organization that Pat Kreitlow helped found, and is what carries Up North News Radio. So Civic Media carries Up North News Radio, but it's really a product of Courier all over the country. Our ongoing contributor and friend, Jeff Perry, happy second anniversary, he says. Love the show. Love the host. Thanks, Jeff. I'll give you $20 later. Always a highlight of my day. Too kind, Jeff. Too darn kind. And you can catch Jeff, speaking of community radio, over at WVMO in Monona here, if you're local, in Madison. I think they stream as well. He has a great show once a week, This Week in Music History. Fine. Award-winning, by the way. Award-winning program.
Not something that our show can say at the moment.
You're absolutely right. There is no danger of this program winning any awards anytime soon. But we have fun doing it, you understand? But we have a hell of a good time. That's great. Speaking of a good time, Matt Flynn is going to be here. When we come back, we'll ask him more about these appointments from Trump and so much more. Our second anniversary show. Stand by. Not going to want to miss it. Get in your high heels and your red Jeep. It's Roxanne on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Before the temperature dips, you'll want to make sure that your electric system can handle everything you throw at it this winter, from your holiday decorations to heated waterers for your livestock. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report. And electrician Aaron Robarge with All Comfort Services says electricity usage surges in the winter. He shares tips on what to look for.
So 9 times out of 10, a homeowner is going to be able to tell there is an issue because you will have flickering lights or something like that with your home's electrical system. However, the things that we look for are going to be like ground fault protection or GFCI receptacles in places where they're near water or outside. Things like that. If you've got fuses, you're really outdated. Most insurance companies won't even cover people that have fuses anymore. So there's a lot of different things that, you know, we find and that we see throughout. But yeah, those are kind of the key things, really.
That's electrician Aaron Robarge with All Comfort Services along with us. I'll have a look at your midday markets right after this.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like 3 distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/nopests.
The Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is Wisconsin's premier agribusiness industry event, drawing interest and participation from all segments of the industry throughout the Midwestern states. Mark January 13th and 14th down on your calendar to be at the Kalahari Resort and Convention Center in Wisconsin Dells. The depth of coverage and exhibits provided during the conference makes it clear why the Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is Wisconsin's premier industry event. For more information or to register, visit wiagribusiness.org.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your midday commodity markets. December corn is trading at 420 and three quarters. That's down 5 3/4. January soybeans are trading at 994 and a half. That's down 13 and a quarter. November 2025 beans are trading at 1017 and a half. That's down 11 cents. December wheat is trading at 532 and a half. That is down 8 1/2 cents. And July 2025 wheat is trading at 566 and a half, and that is down 7 3/4. And continuing on that downward trend on the dairy side of things, December Class 3 milk contract is trading at 1863 a hundredweight. That is down 3 cents. And January Class 3 milk contract is trading at 1871, also down 3 cents. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Stuck under overcast and cloudy skies today, but temperatures remain mild, with highs reaching the low 50s and overnight lows staying above freezing to the upper 30s. Tomorrow's the day the sunshine makes a return, and high temperatures stick with where they are in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else. Right?
Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Friday morning, Sandy Williams will be back in the studio and we'll have a broad conversation about the outcome of the election and the direction of the future of our nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law,
Who is right? Who is wrong? Who is for and who's against the law?
Welcome back to the Tallyball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon on this Thursday, November 14th, 2024, as we celebrate our two-year anniversary show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Very grateful to all of you for helping us get here. And very grateful, one of the best parts about joining Civic Media 2 years ago, and it continues to be one of the best parts, was meeting this next guest and having him become a friend and a colleague. Our very own friend of the show, our ongoing contributor. He was a two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, also a great attorney, a great author, a naval veteran, and an all-around great guy, Mr. Matt Flynn. Thanks, Matt, for taking time to be on the show.
Todd Olbo, my friend. It's always good to be back on your show. It's a great show, one of the best shows on radio. I'm very honored and delighted to be back on your show.
Well, you're too kind, and it's just, I love your take. I love your perspective. And what I love about it, too, is the fact that you've spent your life as a Democrat. I spent much of my life up until 2011 as a Republican. But there are so many things that we agree upon. And, you know, that's when you actually take time to listen and talk to one another and you strike up these real friendships, this is where, Matt, I wish our country could get to, is taking time to listen to one another instead of looking at labels.
Right. Well, you know, you and I are Americans. We're all Americans. Right. The point of view in a democracy, you can have different parties. George Washington hoped that there would be no parties, but there are parties. But that said, when push comes to shove, World War II broke out, everybody joined the armed forces and we took care of the Nazis. And that's just the way it works.
Right.
We are Americans first. We really are.
No, you're so very true. I want to give you a minute as a former two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin to just give us your, and look, there's a lot of, I'm still of the belief that a lot of, we're all to a degree trying to kind of process what happened a little over a week ago now on Election Day. There were certainly some wins in Wisconsin for Democrats. They picked up four state Senate seats. They picked up some assembly seats. So there were wins there. But if you look at the rural counties of Wisconsin, all of them except for Door went more towards Trump. And of course, Trump nationally swept all seven swing states. You know, I'm not in the blame game, Matt, but as someone who has spent a lot of time in politics and knows the Democratic side well, what are just your overall thoughts and takeaways from this election?
Yeah, and that's the profound question. And I'll start with an historical analogy. In the 1850s, the Whigs fell apart, the nativists, the abolitionists, they didn't know what they were doing. They all swirled around and they formed the new Republican Party. The Democratic Party and the Republican parties right now are swirling around in free fall like the 1850s. And you're not going to have a Republican Party, for instance, anymore that's going to have a George W. Bush and a Donald Trump. You just are not. You're not going to have Marjorie Taylor Greene in there with Liz Cheney. And the Democratic Party, same thing. You're not going to have Ilhan Omar in there with me or any Democrat I know. So how is it all going to come out? I think what happened in this particular race, I've said this before, and I said it on your show when they squeezed Biden out, as difficult as Biden was in terms of a candidate, he was the president. He is the architect of everything. And in my view, they should, instead of knifing him and throwing him out, what they should have done is gotten behind him and said, yeah, he had a frozen moment. You put a neurologist on who says that his cognition wasn't impaired at all. It really was not impaired at all. And he froze up. And it ain't great, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But when push comes to shove on November 5th and you walk in and it's either Trump or Biden, I think I don't see the same result. That said, I think the world of Kamala Harris, and I think she has a bright future. But she had, what, 90 days, 100 days or something
days,
to put a
yep.
campaign together. She was in single digits in the polls in her 2020 race. She's not a strong candidate. She ran a great race. Everybody got behind her. I contributed. I had a lawn sign. I got behind her. But that said, you had a guy who was the president, Trump, as bad as you and I know he was the president, running against a wannabe. Yes, she's the vice president, but, you know, hadn't proven herself as president. And people, I think, looked at it. This was not a Republican-Democratic thing. Trump's not a Republican, not a traditional Republican.
Right.
And Biden was a traditional Democrat, but you have his VP with 100 days. And we held Tammy Baldwin, four Senate seats, 10 assembly seats. We held in Arizona. We held in Michigan. We did not hold in Pennsylvania. And I fault Kamala Harris for this. She should have taken Josh Shapiro. We would have held Casey anyway, and we would have held two congressional seats there. She was influenced by the anti-Semitic left of this fringe of our party and didn't take Josh Shapiro. I think that was a big mistake. But Monday morning quarterback's great. You know, I say to Love, you shouldn't have thrown that pass, you idiot. Well, he was a humble guy. Right? I'm a humble guy.
I'm a humble guy, he says. All right?
There you go. That's my analysis. Monday morning quarterback.
You're never short of a Monday morning quarterback take, right? I mean, hot takes. Everybody's got one. Well, Matt's got the hot.
Every fan. Right. Absolutely.
Talk about somebody who's not popular, and that's this guy, Matt Gaetz, U.S. Congressman in House. Not even popular amongst his own colleagues there. He resigned from the House yesterday. Matt, reporting is that this all came together in a matter of a couple of hours on Trump's plane as he flew from Mar-a-Lago to D.C. to meet with Biden, and that Gaetz was on the plane, and they hatched this on the plane. And a lot of people were kind of caught unawares on this. We heard that John Cornyn of Texas, the Republican, he wants to see the House ethics report of this guy during the Senate confirmation. I think that might happen now that Thune is the incoming majority leader rather than somebody like Cornyn or Rick Scott. We heard from Lisa Murkowski, Republican of Alaska, who said, quote, this was not on my bingo card, unquote. And here now, let's give you John Bolton, the former U.N. ambassador under Trump, talking about Tulsi Gabbard, one of the also kind of one of the really out there appointments. And then his take on that and Matt Gaetz. Here we go.
Tulsi Gabbard, what are your thoughts this morning?
Well, I thought it was the worst cabinet level appointment in history until they then heard about the Matt Gaetz appointment. My reaction was that this is like the legend of Caligula, the Roman emperor, who wanted to nominate his horse as a Roman consul. You had to be a Roman senator at the time to be a consul, and it was intended to show how demeaned and degraded the Roman Senate had become. So now we're going to see whether the American Senate can stand up and reject two people who are totally unqualified, unfit professionally, and really lacking in the moral characteristics, the character that you need to hold these jobs. I think this vote should be 100-0 against both of them.
There you have John Bolton, the former U.N. ambassador under Donald Trump, on Tulsi Gabbard being nominated to head intelligence, and Matt Gaetz to be U.S. Attorney General. Matt Flynn, what say you?
Well, first of all, Caligula nominated a whole horse, okay? He nominated a whole horse. Secondly, I went to college with Bolton. He was a year behind me.
Did you really?
He was a
never told me that. That's great.
Yeah, right. No, he had a big walrus mustache, and he walked around in a suit and a briefcase in 1968, for God's sake. Okay, that's the kind of guy he is. But that said, I agree with the guy. I agree.
Right.
Look, Matt Gaetz, this was cooked up in the parking lot. The fix is in. They're on the plane. Matt Gaetz is about to have an ethics report that says he trafficked a minor for sex. Okay, that's not a nice way to put it.
Right.
And it dealt in drugs, drug dealing and sex. And so he goes, I'm screwed. And Trump goes, I know what I'll do. I'll nominate you for attorney general. That gives you an excuse to resign from the Congress today before that report comes out, and we'll throw it up against the wall. Maybe they vote for you, maybe they don't, but you can always walk around and say, I was nominated for attorney general. Trump doesn't expect him to be nominated. Anybody in the Senate in his right mind who says, I am going to blind, out of obedience to Trump, approve a guy who is being investigated by the feds for trafficking a minor. For God's sake. I mean, the bar is low. The bar is low, but how low is it?
Well,
and dealing in drugs. And then Tulsi Gabbard, the problem I have with Tulsi Gabbard, she's a little too close to the Ruskies. Mm-hmm. She's right on China, and she's right on jihad. So I got to give her that. But with the Ruskies, she's a little too footsie. She has absolutely no ability. I mean, she has no experience, for God's sake.
Right.
I mean, you know, how about the defense guy? Well, he was in the military. Yeah, well, so was I. You know, I mean,
so you don't see Matt Flynn being Secretary of Defense.
For a guy to, for instance, in defense, deal with 3 million employees and an $800 billion, you need the head of a car company.
Right.
You don't just grab a guy. Hey, private, get over here. You want to be Secretary of Defense?
Right.
What the hell? I mean, you know, what the hell? But it is a Caligula moment. Yeah, no question.
If you have a question for Matt Flynn, you can call in 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. What do you say about somebody who would be willing to vote for Matt Gaetz in the Senate? What do you say? Have to be sick or wrong in the head? What did you say?
Well, they'd have to be, frankly, insane, and I'll tell you why. The bar is low, okay?
Right.
The bar is low. But that, you know, they're all mad at him because he screwed McCarthy for speaking and all that.
Right.
But when a guy has been investigated and a report's about to come out, there was a move to expel him from the Congress by the Republicans for trafficking in a minor for sex and drugs. I mean, you know, that's kind of elementary. I mean, you don't want a guy like that.
Well, I think you bring up a great point, and in all seriousness, that by rejecting Gaetz, that Republican senators can then approve other still wildly unfit nominees. But by comparison,
like all of them.
they're gonna look normal.
Speaking of
guys that might be willing to nominate this guy and support it, let's hear from Wisconsin's very own U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, who was asked on the air whether he would be supporting Matt Gaetz for Attorney General. Here's what Ron Johnson said.
To see you, Senator. Thanks for coming on. We'll get right to it. Would you vote to confirm Matt Gaetz if it gets that far?
Well, first of all, I believe the president has the right to select individuals for his administration. We'll have a confirmation process, and I'll have an open mind through that confirmation process. But you know, one thing I think is absurd is the number of confirmable positions there are. Yeah, I'd love to work with Democrat colleagues and dramatically reduce that amount for both Democrat and Republican administrations. It's absurd that presidents can't staff their administrations until years into it. So this is, from my standpoint, unacceptable. As a United States senator, we spend so much time in confirmation hearings and confirmation votes when we have serious problems facing this nation. So
yeah.
I'd like to drastically reduce that. But again, we'll have confirmation process, and my bias will be to support President Trump's picks.
Ron Johnson, Republican U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, says his bias is to support the pick of Matt Gaetz. And Matt Flynn, it only gets worse, according breaking within this hour, within this half hour, according to Punch Bowl News. Andrew DiCerito of Punch Bowl News says Senator Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, is in the Capitol answering reporters' questions about Gaetz by holding up a photo of Rachel Levine, an assistant health and human services secretary, and asking reporters, did you ask Democratic senators about this? Now, look, Rachel Levine, for those that don't know, is one of the highest ranking transgender people, openly transgender government officials in history. She is a rear admiral, for God's sake. Well, it has a degree in pediatrics and psychology from Penn State College Medicine. And Matt Flynn, this is the kind of sick crap we saw from MAGA in trying to divide us by picking on the most vulnerable individuals in our society, some of them, and throwing this in our face. And I think it's sick. I think it needs to be called out, and there should be no room for it.
100%. And let me tell you something else. Ron Johnson's campaign song. My name is Ron Johnson. I come from Wisconsin. I work for Moscow there. Look, this guy, the head of Homeland Security Subcommittee, said, No, he's a Moscow guy.
Yeah.
And here, are you going to do Matt Gaetz? No, let me put up this transgender photo. Who the hell is he?
Right.
What the hell is this all about? This guy, he can't possibly vote. Can't possibly vote for Gaetz. He can't possibly vote.
That's the way he's leaning right now. We'll come back, talk more with Matt Flynn. Do not go anywhere. We see you on the line. As Matt Flynn says, it's the All Ball Show on Civic Media's Radio Network.
Who is right? Who is wrong? Who is for and who's against the law?
No matter how you say it, Berenson's Candies in Green Bay has been synonymous with Christmas tradition since 1925. That means a trip to Green Bay without Berenson's Candies could get you in a lot of trouble. Stock up on your favorites like Meltaways, Pecan Turtles, and Angel Food. When buying your candy this year, you better make it Berenson's. The Berenson's family wishes you a Merry Christmas season. Berenson's Candies, 200 North Broadway in Green Bay. The chocolate people dream of, no matter how you say it.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Keep the elements out of your home with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
We had howling wind coming through. The rooms were freezing. We were very apprehensive about changing them because we were worried about losing the charm of the home. We went with Pella because we knew that they had an amazing reputation. We knew that they were going to have the windows that would look like they've been there forever, but with all the functionality that a window should have.
Order from Pella today and get no interest and no payments for 12 months. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 11/30/2024.
Welcome back to the Todd Hubbell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Aaron Sommer's taking us to Ron Johnson's confirmation hearing. Exactly. I just thought I would see if he would show up if I played his homeland song. Is that the Russian national anthem? Well, the USSR. Oh, yeah. Okay. Probably more accurate, right? Matt Flynn, two-time chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, also an attorney, a great author. Give us the quick 30-second plug, Matt, on your latest book and how they can find it.
Yeah, here's the book that I would recommend to everybody, China Code by Matthew J. Flynn. Remember, China Code by Matthew Flynn. You can get it on Amazon, you can get it at Barnes & Noble, any bookstore, you can get it anywhere you want. But Amazon, China Code, this is a series of a young math genius who is used to break codes, and the Chinese come over to assassinate him. It's actually kind of a comedy. And you'll really enjoy it. It's very, very uplifting, very, very uplifting. America wins against the Chi-Coms. But there's enough math in there to interest you a little bit. You don't have to get deep into it. You'll understand it. And people, it's really been selling well. So China Code by Matthew Flynn. I've written 5 books, as you know, and you let me market them.
Everybody's got to make a buck, Matt.
Take your time, I got to say. Buy all 5 of them, but China Code.
But the
China Code. But stocking stuffer. It's a stocking stuffer.
I was going to say, the holidays are upon us. The holidays are upon us.
Yes, China Code.
855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Joe, listening in Madison. Joe, thanks for listening. You have a very important question. This is great. What say you?
Hey, thanks so much, and it's great to hear you again, Matt. Anytime, it's just wonderful. I'm curious about your reaction to this group that executive order by Trump would put together called the Warrior Group, which would be a group of retired military generals that would assess whether current 3- and 4-star generals are not woke. That's what he said he wanted, is generals who are, quote, not woke. I mean, number one, how do you do this unless there's a description of what woke means? Does woke mean that you consider how discrimination may be a problem in the military? And if you dare do that, you could be, junked on your tail feathers. And the second question I would ask out of that is, Matt, how can you possibly retain people in the military when people have spent their lives getting to this point, and then they're suddenly junked by a group where, I mean, what kind of recourse do they have? What kind of way do they have to say, my experience and the time I've spent matters, and how can I be junked by this group, this warrior group? I'd be curious about your reaction to this. Thanks a lot, Matt. I await your response.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. And it's great to hear your voice again, too. And you hit the nail on the head, as you always do. Stalin did this in 1941, after just before Hitler, you know, betrayed his accommodation, where they were going to invite up Poland, and turned on Stalin. Stalin did a purge of his generals, and what ended up was an absolutely incompetent military. Hitler did something very similar. It's very dangerous, and it can't work. The Republican Party has tried to destabilize our military for several years. Tommy Tuberville put a hold on any flag officer promotions for 10 months. Nobody could get promoted to general or admiral, and when they had originally been promoted, you know, they'd sell their homes and move their kids and their spouse to their new location, and then they couldn't take the job. It was very, very disruptive. Those of you out there who are not veterans, remember one thing, especially people who think they're anti-military from the right or the left. The military has been able to respond and done it in an effective way to every social change in our country's history. When Truman integrated the force, everybody said, well, that's the end of it. And it was great. When they admitted women to combat, when I was in the Navy, there were no women in combat, and there were no women on ships other than hospital ships, none. And I thought that was wrong back then. When that changed, the Navy, for instance, assimilated it perfectly. When Don't Ask, Don't Tell, they got rid of that, and people could openly be who they were, they accommodated that. If you screw around, like Trump is thinking of doing, to try to score points with his cultural base, what you are going to do is irrevocably damage our military the way Stalin did the Russian military. Keep your hands off it, Tuberville. Get the hell out of the Senate. You're garbage. I don't want you. I don't want guys deciding who should be promoted or not for social reasons. Period. End of story. So that's a very important point you just made, Joe. And those of you out there who, like me, are veterans and really care about the military, do not screw around with the military. Stalin did it. Other people have done it in history. We have the greatest military. Let's keep it that way.
Matt Flynn, always a pleasure here. I know you're a busy man. Can you stick around for maybe 10 more minutes after the top of the hour, or you got to run?
No, I will stick around. I'll be sticking around in a car, though, so that's fine.
As long as you're with us, Matt, you can be wherever you want. Let's try to get this in quickly. Jesse in Madison. Jesse, if you can make it quick, please. Go ahead.
Real quick, I disagree with your postmortem. I think the incumbents globally have been swept out of office due to inflation from the mismanaged pandemic on the left and the right. It would have been an uphill slog for anyone. But I will say about Matt Gaetz, I want to know, my question for you is, what would you bet me? I'd bet you a pound of Hook's Wisconsin cheese that he gets confirmed and that this whole thing is an obedience test for the Republican Senate. What say you?
Yeah. You're right that it is, but they're going to flunk that test because in this particular case, they flunked it already because they put Thune in as the majority leader when Trump didn't want him. Mm-hmm. And this is a very simple thing. If a guy traffics a minor for sex and he deals in illegal drugs, that is a bar that even those senators are not going to transgress, because if they do, when they're up for re-election, the ads are simply be, he voted for a guy who trafficked a minor for sex and dealt in illegal drugs because he was afraid of Trump. That's the ad. So I agree with you in general, but this is an obedience test where the dogs are finally going to go, arp, 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 and they're not going to obey.
Stay on the line. Obey. Kevin and Madison, you're up after the top of the hour. More Matt Flynn on the other side. You're not going to want to miss it. It's the All Ball Show 2-year anniversary on the Civic Media Radio Network.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Join us on Friday for another edition of Mino on the Mare, where the former Green Bay Packer will be joining us.
And Paul Hanna in the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series is here.
Join us.
Mino and the Mare, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.